Do you know how much you're going to play?
I do not.
How much do you feel like you're ready to play?
I'm ready to go. Yeah, I mean, whatever they tell me to do. I trust in our athletic staff. Ronnie Barnes taking great care of me. It's kind of gave me the leeway to communicate with Coach Coughlin on how I feel through every practice. So if they tell me to play 20 plays, 30 plays, I feel like I can do it.
Have you felt anything in your knee this summer, whether it's fatigue or a twinge of pain or anything at all?
During the spring, it was fatigue. After a workout and after consecutive workouts, it would definitely get heavy legs. The only thing I've been struggling with is a little tendonitis and a patella tendon, which is common when coming off a patella tendon surgery. But it's gotten better throughout the weeks. And, you know, it's a grind at training camp, so it's a part of the process. And it's good that, you know, I'm able to push through it. You know, it gives me confidence, and I think it instills confidence in the coaches that, you know, they know I'm pushing through it and be able to compete in every practice.
Now that we know you have the green light for the third preseason game, is that disappointing that it took this long? Is it surprising that you are going to play in this game? Where do you think your range of emotion is given the scheduling of your first game?
Right on time. I think the hamstring hampered me a little bit. Maybe I would have gotten that second game, but I think this is a perfect opportunity for me to get out there. I got a solid 2 weeks of practice in, feel real confident, made some plays, and I think this is right on schedule. Barely at 11 months, you know, post-surgery. I had 2 surgeries in 1 year coming off my second ACL, so I think it was smart to take a little bit more time, make sure the knee was steady and ready to go.
Was there ever a point in practice, like getting interception, you know, the one you kind of cut it back, that you were, you know, feeling free and easy, that you forgot all this, you were just a player?
Not really. You know? I think I lost that after a while. You know, you become the football player. The first couple of days, I was kind of, you know, very hesitant. But I stopped thinking a long time ago and started reacting. And the only thing I've been trying to work on is just my technique, doing it day after day without thinking, not dropping my eyes when I plant, getting to my leverage, getting my eyes right in my man coverage, and just seeing everything, letting the game come to me. That's the hardest part when you're away from so long. You got to rediscipline yourself with your eyes and not biting on the fake. So I would say that was the biggest thing I have improved on in this week. It's just my confidence in playing, getting back to the style that I play.
What are you going to be thinking about when you put that uniform on Saturday?
I'm just excited to pack my bag. To be honest with you, I haven't done that in a long time, to pick out what cliques I'm going to put in there and, you know, see my jersey back on the shoulder pads before the game. It's a long time coming. A lot of people have been rooting for me. It's a big day for me and my family that have supported me throughout the whole process, the Giants, and for myself, you know what I mean? I think it speaks value for a man of faith that you can overcome anything, and I'm just excited to get out there.
Have you determined in your mind what this night has to be a success?
I got to go out there and perform. You know, I haven't made the team yet. This is the first time I've been in this position to have to make the team, and it's exciting. It's actually driven me and motivated me to keep pushing, to work through practice, and to keep getting better, to keep showing the coaches, the GM, the owner, whoever I got to do, whatever I got to prove to these guys I can still play football. I'm just blessed to have another opportunity to go out there and play football again after 2 years.
Now, the last time you were on the field, you were a guy that people thought of as on the edge of being a Pro Bowler, a big contract maybe coming down the line. It's a big change to go to just a guy who's fighting to make the team. Is that, even after all this time, is that hard to kind of get your head around?
It was at first, but not no more. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to play football. Whatever comes next, I'm ready for it. That's why I've learned over this journey over the last 2 years. I worked my butt off this last year to get back over this third ACL. And, you know, it's going to be a big moment for me. I got to go out there and prove myself that I can play, you know, against top competition. And I think the Jets give me a great opportunity to do that.
Is making the team this year harder in the sense that there seem to be a lot of guys who can play corner on this team?
Without a doubt. Prince has stepped up. You know, we got Ross back. Posey's had a good camp. And, you know, McBride has had a very good camp. And we got some young guys that can play, too. My biggest thing is just to come to work every day. You know, when I was hurt, be here early, rehab, work my butt off in the weight room, know my job. And I've always been that type of player since I've been here. Just want to continue that. And when your opportunity comes, you have to perform. And up until this point, I think I've done that. You know, my goal through camp is just to keep building every day. Whatever I had a mistake on, whatever I didn't do, just keep building. And I think I've done that. And I think it's a perfect time for me to get out there and get back on that horse.
Is your hope that if you play on Saturday, that come Monday you'll be able to get right back out there and practice again?
Yes, and I don't think that'll be the case. Throughout training camp, we had a schedule, and I've been able to
stay to that schedule. I haven't had any setbacks, no swelling. Other than discomfort, you know, that's just part of the process. You know, you'll have bumps and bruises along the way. So I don't see any setbacks going into this game.
Will you be thinking about the Bears game when you go out there?
Not at all.
Or is that gone because of what you went through last year?
Man, this is football. You can get hurt any play. Unfortunately, you can't, you know. It's a part of the game. Injury is a part of the game. You know, it sucks, you know, to a lot of players, you know, especially me. I was young and upcoming, and I got hurt at the wrong time, but it's a part of the game. You can't worry about it being injured. That's how you get injured. So I'm going to go out there and play 100%, give it my all, and do my best.